You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, we're about halfway through spring training, maybe a tiny little bit more, and teams are starting to take shape a little bit. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com here with Jane Lee. We're going to talk a little Oakland Athletics baseball, of course. Jane, we have to start off by just touching on Jarrod Parker. Really tough news coming out of A's camp. Seems to be a very well-liked guy who's had a lot of bad luck. So just take us through the, you know, what happened with him and the recent injury that he suffered.
Yeah, Jarrod was already trying to come back from his most recent two elbow surgeries. He's had three total, two Tommy Johns, and then he fractured his elbow last May while rehabbing from his latest Tommy John surgery. So just a whirlwind of, you know, surgeries for such a young pitcher. And, I mean, obviously everyone along the way has been rooting for him. And up until last week, everything had been going really well. I mean, so much so to the point where they were still considering him as a starter. They were going to stretch him out as long as his elbow allowed. But when he went to face hitters for the first time last week, just felt something and walked off the field in serious pain and let out a scream when, you know, it happened. And it was, I think everyone that saw it and was there thought, oh, no, here we go again. It's the same thing that happened in his rehab start last year. But Parker's initial response made them feel a little bit better, thinking, no, it's not as serious. And unfortunately, the next day they learned that he refractured his elbow. And I think just you could just, you know, feel the room was just, I mean, everyone was so sad for him. I mean, you know, you watch a guy come back from so much. He's put in the work. He's one of the hardest working rehab guys. And, you know, all he wants to do is pitch. He didn't care if he was a starter or a reliever. He just wanted to get back pitching. Hasn't pitched in the big league since 2013 because of all these injuries. And now he's probably, you know, facing a very tough decision. He's visiting an elbow doctor today just to get an opinion on maybe what his options are. But I think everyone at this point knows that he's probably debating whether or not to end his career. It's because obviously it's so hard to come back from, you know, not only just a pair of Tommy John surgeries, but now you're adding on two elbow fractures and you just start to wonder how much can his elbow take anymore. So I think, you know, everyone feels for Jarrod. I mean, no one deserves you know, the hand he's been dealt, and obviously it's just a game. And if you're talking about, you know, things in the grand scheme of life, maybe not a big deal to people hearing about it. But if you've been around Jarrod, know the type of guy he is, know how hard he's been working, you feel awful for him. And he hasn't been around camp much. He'll probably be back later this week. And the A's are kind of expecting that at some point, maybe end of this week, for him to make a decision on what his next step is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's it's a hard thing. I mean, when you do something you worked your entire life for, and now, and the thing is, if he makes a decision to stop playing, and it's got to be in the back of your mind, like, well, what if that was, like, what if I could come back from that? I mean, it takes so much before these guys will hang it up. But I guess he has to also think about, like, long term. I mean, I think about Sandy Koufax, the fact that he just, like, up and retired at 30 because he was actually worried about having, like, full use of his arm as an older person. And I guess when you think he's fractured his arm, I mean, that's got to be a concern, right?
Yeah, I mean, not just once, but twice. And, you know, if you're Jarrod, I mean, the mental part of the rehab, I think, you know, any player will say is the toughest part. And he's been through this cycle so many times, you know, had to work his way back, not just physically, but mentally, you know, and convince himself, I can do this, I will do this. That's half the battle of rehab is, you know, convincing not only yourself but your body that you're going to do it again. And for him to potentially go through it again, you know, I don't know that he wants to or that he thinks it's, you know, the right decision, just because how much can his elbow take? It clearly wasn't ready for the type of workload he was dealing with. But to go through a fourth rehab process, you know, I don't know if he can take it. But again, you know, the whole thing with him is no matter how much he's gone through, you know, everyone said, oh, he's still young. Well, he's 27, which, you know, is still young. But, you know, not super young in baseball terms, and it's really tough because Jared was a top prospect, had such a high ceiling. Everyone thought so much of him. The talent was obviously there. Did a lot for the A's and in 2012 and 2013. So I think everyone's curious, you know, if he was healthy, what could he do? And I think he's thinking that too. And now obviously, you know, you add all this into the equation and just a lot to sort through. And for someone who, you know, like you mentioned your whole life, you know, you work for one thing and to be putting in the work and, you know, your body not responding just has to be so tough.
Yeah, it's a bummer, especially when you're 27 and you're looking at being, like, a little bit too old to be going through. So, oh, it's just mind-boggling. Anyway, okay, so let's move on to a couple of people who are actually expected to be contributing to the team this year. Rich Hill, and forgive me for, I mean, obviously we're starting this podcast up, and I haven't been doing the podcast with you, but he's having a really rough spring. Is this alarming to anybody?
I don't think anyone's, you know, sounding an alarm just yet. I know that Rich is frustrated. He knows that, you know, this is a team that took a big chance on him, giving him $6 million to be in their rotation, even though he only made four starts for the Red Sox last year, hasn't been a big league starter since 2009. He knows he has a lot to prove. And I don't think the A's are so much concerned just because it is spring training, but at the same time, you know, you look at this guy, and he is a guy that you kind of want to see those early results. And for him, too, you know, it's not so much about the results, but for him, it's about, you know, just kind of gaining momentum going into the season. You want to feel good no matter if you've been doing this 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years. You know, you want to gain some momentum in spring, feel like, you know, your stuff's there, that you're getting the results with that stuff. And so far, he hasn't. So he is starting today, and I think it will be a big start for him just because he is pitching a little deeper in the games this time of spring. And he did mention after his last start how important results were to him. And I don't think it's at the point where the A's are going to come out and say that, but I know that everyone in the organization would feel a bit better if, you know, he went out there and you know, and put on a good show just because there is a lot riding on him. I mean, he's been a number two starter in the rotation pretty much by default behind Sonny just because of all the young guys behind him, guys with question marks because of injuries last year. So this is a guy they're counting on, and they can't really, you know, afford to miss a beat with him going into the season. So before the regular season starts, they would like to see some results.
Yeah, totally. And I want to touch on Stephen Vogt, who is coming back from off-season elbow surgery. So he recently made his first start at catcher. I know they're taking it really slow with him. He's been DHing and not rushing him back. But do you feel pretty, confident? Is the team pretty confident that he's on schedule for what he needs to be for the first week of the season?
Yeah, for sure. He caught for the first time yesterday, and he's going to be on pretty much a, you know, one-on, one-off type of schedule, which it's almost like what he's used to during the regular season. I mean, he is in a platoon, and although he faces he's in games more just because he faces righties, and Josh Bagley handles the lefties, they are going to just start basically sharing spring duties. So Bagley will be back catching today. They have an off day tomorrow, and Vogt will be back behind the plate. And just talking to him, he's not concerned at all. I think, you know, even for a guy like him, spring isn't. I think at-bats are more important for him, but he knows that he needs to get back behind the plate. And just because he needs to get his arm used to throwing, you know, in that capacity again, and throwing often. So really no concern there really hasn't been with him. He's already hit three homers, and I know he's feeling good at the plate. So it's just about getting back behind the plate, getting his reps in, and, you know, just making sure that he gets through this spring healthy.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Jane. Enjoy. We'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.